A family celebrated Christmas every year with a birthday party for Jesus. An extra chair of honor at the table became the family's reminder of Jesus' presence. A cake with candles, along with the singing of Happy Birthday, expressed the family's joy in Jesus' presence. One year, as Christmas afternoon, a visitor to the home asked the five-year-old girl, "Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?" After a moment's hesitation, she answered, "No, but it's not my birthday. It's Jesus' birthday." True enough, today we are celebrating the birthday of Jesus, and sometimes we forget that we are, and Jesus is the reason for the season. And in our gospel, that Jesus is the light, and this light, the darkness, cannot overcome this light. While Matthew's genealogy of Jesus goes back to Abraham, the father of God's people, and Luke's genealogy of Jesus' ancestry goes all the way back to Adam, thus embracing the whole human race. St. John in our gospel goes back to God himself. St. John is the only gospel writer who does not stop at Bethlehem to explain the reason for the season. St. John is more concerned with the why and who of Christmas than with the where of Christmas. So he travels to eternity. This is a great passage because it gives us the gospel selections for the vigil, midnight, and dawn masses, describe the history of Christmas, the selection from John's gospel for this daytime mass lifts us out of history into the realm of mystery. His wonderful name is the Word, or in Greek, Logos. The reading tells us that the baby in the manger is the Word of God, the very self-expression of God. He was present at creation. He's actually the one through whom all things were made. The prologue to the Gospel of John, in today's Gospel, and the prologue to the letter to the Hebrews in the second reading are superb affirmations of the person of Jesus Christ, expressed in beautiful theological words and metaphors. That the Lord restored his chosen people to their homeland after the Babylonian exile. Jesus the Savior will restore the whole humankind to the kingdom of God. In the same way, how God, who had conveyed his words to us in the past through his prophets, sent his own Son so that he might demonstrate to us humans, by his life, death, and resurrection, the real nature of God. John's gospel gives us a profoundly theological vision of Christ, the result of John's years of preaching and of meditating on this wondrous mystery of God's love. While stressing the divinity of Christ, he leaves no doubt as to the reality of his human nature. In his prologue, St. John introduces the birth of Jesus as dawning of the light, who will remove the darkness of evil from the world. He explains later in his gospel why light is the perfect symbol of Christmas. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world," John chapter 18, verse 12, light of the world, in Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. That's why one of the meaning why we have Christmas trees on Christmas season, on Christmas day, because the light points to Jesus. And of course, the tree also points upward, points to Jesus, who is the light that cannot be conquered by darkness. St. John the Evangelist proclaims also the incarnation of God as the most fundamental truth of Christianity. In the inspired words of his prologue, making the connection between Jesus and the Logos of God, between the nativity stories of Matthew and Luke and the Gospel of John, there lies the great paradox of the Christian faith, the paradox of incarnation, the entering of God into human story in human form. Thus, John's prologue summarizes how the Son of God was sent into the world to become the Jesus of history, so that the glory and grace of God might be uniquely and perfectly disclosed. One of the fathers of the church, Saint Irenaeus, once said, "Gloria Dei, homo vivens." If that can be said to any of us, how much more must it be true of the Word made flesh? The real meaning of Christmas actually is Emmanuel, God with us, God coming down to us, God coming alongside us, God seeking us out, God revealing himself to us, God bringing us forgiveness, healing, comfort, mortal strength, moral strength, and guidance. Each of us has deep down in our souls an incredible hunger, a hunger for purpose and meaning, a hunger to feel and celebrate the redeeming, forgiving, and sustaining love of God, a hunger to be in the presence of God. Christmas is special because it reminds us concretely that God is indeed with us. In every circumstance of life, even when we are frightened or lonely or in sorrow, God is with us. So let's go home to the heart of Christmas and embrace Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Let us commit at least an hour a week to adore our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, and then also to read the book which will help us to know the truth that we are all called to be holy, meaning the universal call to holiness. And it's possible because God wants us to be holy, and He gives us the means, the grace to become holy. There was a story. Once there was a rabbi who asked his disciples the following question: how do you know when the darkness has been overcome, when the dawn has arrived? One of the disciples answered, "When you can look into the distance and tell the difference between a cow and a deer, then you know dawn has arrived." "Close," the rabbi responded, "but not quite." Another disciple ventured a response: "When you can look into the distance and distinguish a peach blossom from an apple blossom, then you know that the darkness has been overcome." "Not bad," the rabbi said, "not bad." But the correct answer is slightly different. "When you can look on the face of any man or any woman and know immediately that this is God's child and your brother or sister, then you know that the darkness has been overcome, that the day star has appeared." This Christmas morning, when we celebrate the victory of light over darkness, introduces us Jesus as the true light who came from heaven into our world of darkness to give us clear vision. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, help us to love and to serve her Son, Jesus. And to close this homily, let us sing Happy Birthday to Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you. Thank you. Merry Christmas.